This is one of my go-tos. This still remains one of my favorites off the album. It's just very upbeat, powerful. Love the bridge. It's a fun song.
This is one of those tracks where, again, I think this was part of a lot of the elements that were laid down was part of the whole thing where I slept over Mike's house that one weekend and we just really just went crazy bashing stuff out.
Well, the big memory with this one is just when we sort of started arranging that slide part. And once you doubled it, it's like, show's over.
Oh, yeah. That's go home, stuff. Folks. Yep. Nothing to see here.
and this has got that empty water jug that you spoke of earlier.
And classic. I remember beating the crap out of that thing. And I remember getting so hot because it was freaking hot. Hotter than a monkey's, you know what? And Mike had a little sweater on. He's like, well, I feel comfortable. I was sweating. But anyway, so as far as it goes, not being self-centered or anything, but my proudest moment is actually the slide guitar on this track, because it was just like, again, it was almost like if you go back to the first track of this album, the memories I made of this, it's like I felt Mike surpassed anything we've ever done or he's ever done with that song, and with doing the whole like double slide thing and everything, it's like I felt like, wow, we really created something cool here.
Oh, definitely. I always wish that we had time and money to do a video for this song, but it wasn't in the cards. I love this bridge. I do.
Oh, there's another thing. That was the backing vocals of this was another thing I just heard the music. And then Mike pulled it off like no one's business. Mm. But this song is definitely cooking. And I loved it. At the time, I think we used the electronic drums for this song. Was it the same Roland kit? Or which kit was that?
Yeah, it kept morphing, but I think I got a brain that was higher in the line, so the samples were a bit better. I mean, we still weren't to the point of VSTs and plugins, but for a standalone unit, it was certainly better than, you know.
Because I felt like it was a cool jazz sound on that little bridge, you know.
But, you know, the second studio didn't have the luxury of miking drums, and it's such a pain when you don't have to. You just dial up your thing and go, and it just got better from there.
You know, as we talk, it's December 2012. I really hope to be working on another album called Kaleidoscope someday. Because it's like just the advances of the drums, the advances of even just like string sounds. It's amazing.
Oh, I know.
I mean, this stuff is like recorded like, you know, 2006 and before. And now what we have at our disposal is amazing.
Oh, yeah, and this wasn't done on a computer. I mean, I think maybe near the end we had some stuff, but it was basically a standalone unit.
Right. Right.